message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
And by so doing, they desired and sought to attain unto the righteousness of the law. Are you from what I'm saying here? And so they did all that, and after all, God marked them wrong. According to God's marking scheme, praise God, God marked them down and marked them wrong. Why? Because that was not God's righteousness. Amen. It was not the basic requirement of God for salvation. They were trying to do it their own way. God says, no, that's your way. It's not my way. My way is different from your way. What you're trying to present to me as your own basic requirement for salvation and justification before God is not the basic requirement in the marking scheme. According to what is in the marking scheme of God, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6, and Abraham believed in the Lord, and he, the Lord, counted it unto him for righteousness. So, ever before the law was inaugurated and commissioned, 430 years before that time, God had justified a man by reason of his righteousness, I mean his faith in God. Amen? He had justified Abraham. Praise God. So, they were latecomers. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They were latecomers. They were trying to present another marking scheme to God. And God had already ratified and accepted the former marking scheme, the original marking scheme, 430 years before the law came. Glory to God. So God is saying here, listen very carefully, it's very important. He says, Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law this way. The man that does these things, in other words, the man that keeps the Ten Commandments shall live by them. Praise God. In other words, God was saying to Israel, listen, that was a temporary arrangement. It was a makeshift. It was something that was called a schoolmaster. Praise God. God actually meant for that to preserve them up onto the point that the seed of Abraham, unto whom the promise was made, will be born. Hallelujah. So God was doing something. It was a makeshift program. It was a temporary thing. Amen? So God said through Moses, the man who does these things shall live by them. Amen. I said amen. That was the righteousness of the law. But Paul, by the Holy Ghost, began showing us something here very, very profound. And I need you to understand this. This is very big. It's a big revelation. In fact, it is the capital revelation of the Bible. It is the almighty revelation of the Bible. So Paul, by the Holy Spirit, began showing us something here. Look at it. In verse 6, he says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. In other words, say not in your heart. There are certain things not to say. Amen? And there are certain things to say. You can say things with your mouth, and you can also say things with your heart. So, he says, say not in your heart. Do not make confession in your heart that how shall these things be? Praise God. In other words, do not doubt in your heart. In other words, do not procrastinate in your heart. In other words, do not push it forward. Don't be futuristic or hopeful. Let me use that word carefully now, in quotes, about this thing. Amen? Speaking of the righteousness of faith. So number one, no doubt. Number two, no procrastination. Number three, amen, no hopeless hope. Say not in your heart. Don't say it in your heart. Who is going to ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above? Verse 7. Or who is going to descend into the deep to bring up Christ again from the dead? But this is what the righteousness of faith says. What does it say? All right. It says, if thou shalt confess with the mouth. Okay. That means you are saying something with your mouth. Now, there's something to not say with your heart. There's something to say with your mouth. Now, turn to your neighbor and say, there's something to not say with your heart. There's something to say with your mouth. All right. I know this is a word church, so that's why I'm teaching like this. All right. I could just go straight and just bless you. And then there will be miracles. Praise God. But let's take it one step at a time. Hallelujah. So, he's saying, what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So, that means there is the word of faith. Come and say the word of faith. I can't hear you. Say the word of faith. Louder, say the word of faith. Now, the word of faith here simply means that there is an utterance that is of faith that is communicated to you. And there is a corresponding hearing that is also of faith that is received by you. Amen? And then there is a corresponding action or response that goes alongside that hearing of faith. If you remember Galatians chapter number 3, when Paul was writing to the church at Galatia, and he told them, he said, listen, all right, how come you've become so spiritually daft? Amen. How come you have soon forgotten how you received the word of God, how you received the Holy Spirit, how you received miracles in your midst? Praise God. Amen. He says, this only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So there's such a thing as what? The hearing of faith. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Now what produces the hearing of faith is what? The word of faith. Now this word of faith is not the logos of faith. This word of faith is not the written word of faith. The word of faith which we preach. It is the preached word of faith. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
It is preached. You preach it. So that means the word of faith there, if you want to simplify it, it is called the utterance of faith. It's not the logos of faith. It's not the thoughts of faith. It is the rhema of faith. Hallelujah. It is the spoken word of faith. That's what it is. Are you for what I'm saying here? All right. So that's the word of faith. It is the word that is which we preach. It is preached. You preach it. If you don't preach it, people can hear it. The hearing of faith is produced by the word of faith, the utterance of faith. Come on now. Amen. The utterance of faith, the speaking of faith, the preaching of faith. So it goes on to tell us something very profound here. So he says, but what does the righteousness of faith say? How does it speak? What is the mannerism of the righteousness of faith? What is the attitude of the righteousness of faith? What is the defining characteristic of the righteousness of faith? What does he say? The word is near you, even in thy mouth. Come on, say mouth.
Mouth.
Come on, say mouth.
Mouth.
I can't hear you. Come on, say mouth.
Mouth.
Even in thy
mouth.
Even in thy
mouth.
Even in thy
mouth.
And in thine.
Mouth.
That is the word of faith which we
preach.
Which we preach. So look at it. Pastor Elijah, come. Let me show you something. All right. Go close to the seat there. Sit down. Okay. He sat down. You know, I sat down there a couple of minutes ago, right? Okay. Now, I'm telling him now, when I sat down there, the anointing of God was soaked into that, into this chair, this seat. Amen. And that anointing is rising up now and entering into your being. Take it! All right. So, you know, he could have sat down on the seat, all right, without a communication, a verbal communication of the power that is in that seat. But the moment there's a verbal communication, I said something, he heard what I said, and he believed it and responded to it, and this is the result. Can someone say amen to that? That's the word of faith. Amen. You can come, Michelle. Sit down. The same power is there on you. Thank you, Jesus. Take it all over your being in Jesus' name. Amen. That's the power. He's soaking it in. Praise God. Glory to God. Now, that's the power of God. Amen? And we might as well, everyone might as well sit on it. Praise God. And take that same power. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Okay? Grace, strength in Jesus' name. Grace, strength in Jesus' name. Rise up. Hallelujah. Wow, you may go back to your seat. Sit down. All right, now, I'm not done yet. Elijah, come. All right, now, that's power. I'm not sure I'll be able to use Pastor Elijah. All right, can I try? Rest on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. That's a lot of power there. Thank you, Jesus. He's soaking it in. All right. I hope you'll be able to handle it. Just leave him. He'll be fine. Amen. But just make sure you lean on something. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Glory to God. Now, this is it. I want to show you something here. It says the righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who is going to go up to heaven and bring Jesus Christ down to die for our sins? Or who is going to go deep down into the earth and raise him up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you. Even in, all right, you're quiet on me now. Even where? In your mouth. Now, how did the word come? come to you. It came by the speaking utterance. It's the word of faith, isn't it? Okay, now it says the word is nigh you, even in your mouth. Now, when you hear a statement, a word, amen, do you hear it with your mouth? Come on, do you hear it with your mouth? With what do you hear words? Your ears, okay? So your ears will hear that this is what this person is saying, right? Good. And then with what do you interpret or internalize words? Your heart. So I say, sit down. Sit down. So he heard, sit down. He understands, sit down. Right? So he sits down. You see it? Now the understanding of sit down is of the mind, is of the heart. Glory to God. Okay? But you see, what I just said now to him is a word communicating a particular knowledge or an instruction. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you want to respond to what I just said, all right, haven't sat down. Amen. You say, I heard. You say it with what? Your mouth. I heard you say, sit down. So I sat down. It's, all right. Now that means when he said, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your
eyes.
That means you've heard the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The word has been preached to you. So you have heard that word. Are you what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Now, you put that word that you have heard, that you have understood, that you have internalized in your mouth. Amen?
Amen.
And the moment that word that you have heard, you see, it's not something you have not yet heard. What you have heard it already. Praise God. So you have heard that word, you have understood that word, you have believed that word. Now you put that heard word, believed word, the word of faith. Now, when it was preached to you, it was the word of the preacher's faith. So, it is God's faith in the preacher, all right, sounding unto you, resounding unto you, preached unto you. Are you what I'm saying here? Now, you have heard that word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have heard that word, you have believed the word. Now, because you have heard it and you have believed it, it's no longer the word of faith of the preacher which we preach unto you. It is the word of your own faith which you have believed. Did you get that? It is the, see, look, if you are saying what they said you should say, because you heard it, but you have not yet believed it. You didn't believe it when it was said, but you heard it. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen very carefully. It is not a word of faith in your mouth. It cannot carry power. But you see, that's why it says the word is near you. The word is near you. This is the word of faith. When the preacher preached the word to you, when the preacher preached the word, he preached the word through his what? Lips, his mouth. Are you what I'm saying here? So that means there was something in his heart that he was communicating to you through his mouth. Are you what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
So when he preached that word to you, you heard the word, but it was the preacher's faith in the word of faith that you heard. The moment you mix it with faith within you, amen, listen very carefully, it becomes your own faith. That means, let me give you an example. I can come here and say, hear the word of the Lord, Isaiah 53, verses 3 to 5. In fact, let's start from verse 4. Surely Jesus Christ has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for transgressions. I'm preaching. My heart is full of faith. I believe it. All right? And you heard it. And then you now went to your friend and said to your friend, they said that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. All right? It will not work for you. That's it. Now, you see, you have to say it the way the preacher said it. Why? Because you have believed it. Not that you are trying to mimic the preacher. You have believed what the preacher said. Your heart agrees with that word. Are you what I'm saying here? Now you say, in the name of Jesus, I believe that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Therefore, sickness out of my body. I'm healed right now. So the moment you say that, listen very carefully, the sickness will obey you. Why? Because everything God made obeys God. And the content of obedience in God's word is his faith. Amen? It's the faith of God. If you dissect God's word, you do a surgery on God's word, you see the faith of God in God's word. The Bible says by faith, or you know, through faith we understand that the worlds were what? Framed by the word of God. That the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. What does that tell you? That God used his faith at creation and he framed this world. Amen. Our walks, our paths, the systems. He framed this world with the word of his mouth. His faith was in his word. Amen. So the word of faith, listen very carefully. The word of faith simply means, man, please don't charge anything around the instruments, all right, the gadgets. Is that okay? Praise God. And then you can switch off your phones. Now, this is very important. Look up. Look up, please. So, there's something here that God is communicating to us. You hear it by the speaking of the word of faith. It is still the word of faith streamed through the preacher to you. Amen? But you have to believe it. When you believe the word of faith, amen, then it becomes your own word of faith. In other words, the word of faith. You hear it.
Yes, sir.
It goes into your heart.
Yes, sir.
You believe it.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Amen?
Amen.
But it is not salvation unto you yet. But listen very carefully. Now, if you dare say with your mouth what you heard preached unto you and have believed, amen, you will see manifestation. Did you see it?
Yes, sir.
So, and that's why as a preacher too, most of the time, except it is an utterance given to you by God through prophecy. If it's the word of God you're teaching with your mouth, if it is not coming from your heart, it won't produce results.
Yes, sir!
And so some people say some things, just listen to 2-3 messages, just come and summarize it, and, you know, use oratory power. You know, come on, down, praise the Lord. Hey! It's working, and, you know, at the end of it all, no result. And then you wonder why. It is not the word of the preacher's faith yet. It is the word of the person who preached it that he heard. So it is the faith of that person. Maybe it was Kenneth E. again. It was still his faith. It has not become the preacher's faith yet. So there is such a thing as interacting with the word. You sit down for the preacher. You know what you want to say. You have knowledge of what you want to say. You are going to say. Are you what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
It's clear. But you are interacting with it, praying in tongues, listening to the message, saying it to yourself. All right, until your heart agrees and say, ah, I see this thing. I've caught it. Amen? Now, the moment you catch it, that catching of the word of faith, listen very carefully, is now what you have to offer the people. When you give them that word, they will catch it as well.
Yes, sir.
And when they catch it also, praise God.
Hallelujah.
What that word has done to you and done for you and done in you and done by you and through you, the same word will be doing in them and for them and through them and around them. Can someone say amen to that? So this is not gimmick. This is not, you see, ministry is not playing games. You sit down with the word. You settle down. You settle down. You sit down there. You must have, that quality time. Solid time of sitting down with the word. If you don't sit down with the word, all right, you just wrap the word as a word wrapper. And the word does not enter into it. You just wrap the word and it's wrapped around the people. Like wrapper. Amen. When they get back home, they will remove the wrapper. But if it's something that is coming from within, an encounter, amen, it will enter into their heart. When they say what they heard you say, amen, it is that same faith that you received from the hearing of that word when the Holy Spirit gave it to you, when you were listening to it from that message, that audio tape. That same faith that was in you at that time is the same faith that was communicated to them and is the same faith that they are saying it with and saying it by. And they will get the result. Amen?
Amen.
It will happen. Why? Because this is the word of faith. It is near you. It is near you. How near is that word to you? How near is the word to you? I can't hear you. How near is the word of faith to you?
My mouth and my heart.
All right. So it says, well, my heart and my mouth. No. If you have received it into your heart, all right, it is near to you when you say it with your mouth. Now, listen, this is how the word of faith, works. When having received the word of faith into your heart, having believed it, and you say it with your mouth, all right, number one, your faith goes into operation. Your faith goes to work. Your faith is released. And by the release of your faith, listen very carefully, things begin to happen. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
Your faith is released. Now, listen. When you say it with your mouth from your heart and you keep saying it, not only does your faith go to work, your faith is also strengthened by what you are saying.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
It's your faith that is saying it to feed your faith, to feed your faith, to feed your faith. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by. So when you start, let's say, by a measure of faith, and you say it and you keep saying it, that measure of faith will increase. Hallelujah. And that increase will go on and on and on if you keep saying it. But the first thing is not to say it. The first thing is to hear it. By the hearing of faith, listen very carefully, you then begin to say it. Because the word of God has to come into your scope of believing. In other words, it must come within the vicinity of your faith. You see, your faith is like a radar. Are you what I'm saying here? It's like a radar. Alright? The word of faith must be heard first. It must come within the scope of your radar, so your radar can pick it. So if you go, if you want to believe God concerning certain things, all right, just go close to people who are saying those things from God's word. Listen to messages, read books, just be listening. You see, your radar will pick it. It may take 2 days, it may take 3 days, it may take 5 days. But if you are close enough to it, your radar will pick it. And the moment your radar picks it, it has come home. It has come home. It's home now. Praise God. It has come home. Faith is stirred within you. Glory to God. At that time, when you say to people, by this time tomorrow, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be doing this, and then they feel like maybe you're boasting. You see, boasting is speaking from your head. Boasting comes from hopeless hope. But when you have received the word of God, and you're speaking from the substance of God's word, you're no longer boasting. You are speaking from the substance of what must be, because it has been. Are you catching my frequency?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. Are we still together? Come on. Are we still together? Praise God. Now, let me bring you up to speed with what the content of the word of faith is. What is the content of the word of faith? Amen. Romans chapter number 10. Oh, glory to God. It says, verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now it says, for with the heart man believes unto what? Righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, why is it so? Why is it so? Now, the Bible tells us that the moment you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Now, mark the word Lord. And you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Mark the word raise from the dead. Amen? Amen. Raised from the dead. So the content of the word of faith is very simple. Number one, the lordship of Jesus. Number two, the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if something is dead, then that thing needs to be resurrected. Amen. Amen. Resurrection is the only hope to and for the dead. Come on, say resurrection.
Resurrection.
I can't hear you. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Louder. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
You don't resurrect the living. Resurrection is only relevant and is meant for the dead. Relevant to and meant for the dead. Resurrection. So that means, listen very carefully, if there's a dead situation and you are applying the word of faith, amen, you hear the word. You hear the word regarding that situation. And having heard the word of God, listen very carefully, your faith is stirred within you. So, faith is stirred within you. Now you can say something. Now, what are you going to say? All right. If the Lord is willing, he may change the situation.
No.
Is that what you're going to say?
No.
What are you going to say? Amen. situation, you are changed.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, I command right now, let there be breath and life, and let there be quickening to you, because Jesus was raised from the dead and he dies no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak life to you right now. You are revived. You are changed. You are revived. You are changed. Now, when you say that, listen very carefully, you are saying that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead already. Now, look at what it says. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God is going to raise him from the dead. No. That God has what? Raised him from the dead. Okay? So that means you are saying that because Jesus was raised from the dead, don't forget, the old man, the old situation, the dead situation, praise God, died with Christ, was crucified with Christ. Now, newness was resurrected with Christ. Amen? Now, what are you saying? You are saying that now this situation is no more what it used to be. It is no more what it is. It is now what you say it is.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you say that situation is, that is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's simple. I call myself blessed.
I call myself blessed.
All right. Someone says, well, why? Amen. Because I'm the seed of Abraham.
Yes,
now, that's why, let me tell you something. Confession only works in a church where the word is taught.
Yes, sir.
In a church where the word is preached most of the time, all right, confession doesn't work. Because they don't have the understanding of what they are saying.
Yes, sir.
Amen? But the moment the word of God is preached to them and taught, they have understanding. When they say, I am blessed. Now, when I say, I am blessed, and you say the same thing, I am blessed. All right? Because I understand what it means to be blessed. And I know that I am blessed. You are saying it. You are doing copy. Are you from what I'm saying here? So people see the blessing on my life. And then you are wondering why the blessing is not made manifest. And people are not seeing the blessing in your life. And you are just wondering, maybe God loves Pastor Shegun more than others. No. No. When I say I am blessed, all right, I mean I am the seed of Abraham. When I say I am blessed, I mean God has conferred the blessing on me, the commanded blessing. When I say I am blessed, I am not saying I'm going to be blessed. I mean I'm blessed already. Glory to God. Now the moment that is understood, praise God, it will work for you. It will work for you. Did you see it? So the content of the word of faith, very simple. Amen. The lordship of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. The lordship. Now the lordship is his Lord already. Amen. That means, you see, a Lord has the final say. The final say is always that of a Lord. The master has the final say. You see it? So when you have believed the word of faith, when you say in the name of Jesus, look at me. When you say in the name of Jesus, be gone. What you are saying is this. Jesus already said it. Be gone. Are you with me? In other words, you are saying it by the authority of Jesus, which is also your own authority, because you are in union with him. Are you for what I'm saying here? He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. One spirit. Did you see it? Good. Now, the moment you say that, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Hallelujah. In your heart, it is settled. Why? Because you didn't say it out of doubt. You said it out of what? Faith. The word of faith has come. Amen. Now, the Lordship of Jesus is not just the Lordship of Jesus to Him alone and with Him alone. Amen. Amen. We are the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Christ is the head. We are the body.
Yes, sir.
And He's not the head for Himself.
Yes, sir.
He's the head for the body. Yes, sir. For the benefit of the body.
Yes, sir.
Are you for what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
So we receive of the strength and authority of the head of the body of Christ, which is Christ. And that authority is ours now. Glory to God. And we say it with our mouth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say that. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
No, I can't hear you. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Do you speak loud in this church? Yeah, I know you do. Because your pastor is Elijah. Amen. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. Now, if the Lord stood here and said to a situation, be gone. All right. Will it respond?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Will it respond?
Yes, sir.
Now you're standing here. In His stead. In His name. And not only in His stead, you're standing with Him.
Hey!
You're standing in union with Him.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
So,
you say, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Alright? Because you have received the word of faith and you're speaking from that consciousness of oneness with God, with Christ, with the head of the body. Amen? That situation must respond to you. The only situation that will not respond to you in the name of Jesus is the one that will not respond to Jesus Himself. Amen.
Amen.
If you're sick in your body, come, come, come forward. You need healing for your body, come. Come forward. I want to pray for you, lay hands on you. You need healing for your body, just come. Come quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Place your right hand on your chest. Father, I thank you for you always listen and hear me when I call. I thank you for the supply of the Spirit in this place. And I stand where I belong. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
Be gone in the name of Jesus. As my hands come on you, receive your healing.
Amen.
Be healed. No problem. Break it. Totally. Be healed. Be healed. Oof. be healed. Oof. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be healed. Be healed. Healed. We have to interview them, just get their testimonies. Be healed. Be healed. All over you. You can go and sit down maybe somewhere there so that they can interview you. Do what you couldn't do before. The power of God. Be healed. Oof. Be healed. Be healed. Is it your leg? The pain is broken and destroyed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Do what you couldn't do before. Be healed. Can you just take them to this side and interview them?
Please come this side quick.
Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Break it. Break it. Be gone. For life. Take it on you. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. I need to lay hands on you. Come, come, come. Are you pregnant? Let it see.
Forever be healed. Yes, be healed.
Be healed. Be healed.
Forever be healed.
Let the mighty hand of God rest upon you. Do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Pastor Elijah, just interview them. Do what you couldn't do before. Jesus is Lord. Do what you couldn't do before. Be healed in your what's happening,
Pastor? We have this minister, this brother. He has had this pain from the side. He described it from the side of his face to his body. He said it has been an everyday stuff, something that has been there for long. After you laid hands on him, he came here. He checked. He said he can find the pain again.
The pain is gone.
The pain is
gone. Come on, wave your hands and shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
The glory to God.
Come on,
step forward, move around. No more pain. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Amen. God bless you.
Daddy, amen. Daddy, yes. This is a miracle, Daddy.
Hallelujah.
She's done several tests. She's got problems with her heart. She's had this pain in her heart. But when you lay hands on her, all of a sudden, it disappeared forever.
The pain is
gone. In her heart, Daddy.
For how long?
For how long? 3 weeks. For 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Come, 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 come. Precious Jesus. Can I get a lady minister? A lady minister.
Come, come. Minister Sandra.
Pour some God.
Place your hand on her chest.
A great God. You a God. Mighty. How you miracle us. We stand in awe. Oh, hope you hold the name.
Like a
Lord, we in worship. Awesome God, awesome God. Yes, supreme to all. You are God, you are God, you are God. Hey, 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 hey. Mighty and mighty, Lord, we stand in awe. Oh, 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 oh,
Daddy, another miracle here, Daddy.
Praise God.
This lady, since the beginning of this month, she's been having a cloudy sight.
Wow.
She's been using eye drops. She can't see properly because the sight has been cloudy.
Yeah.
But when you lay hands on her, the power of God came on her.
Hallelujah.
And now she can see clearly.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Daddy, something about this girl. She came all the way from Jaws for this meeting.
Wow.
She's been disturbing me. She wants to come for this meeting. And she came all the way from Jaws.
All the way from Jaws.
Come on, somebody shout
come
hallelujah.
Come on, shout hallelujah. Come, 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 come.
King of kings,
Lord of lords, everlasting.
Softly.
Savior,
Savior, Redeemer,
come on,
King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting
Savior,
Redeemer,
oh, King of kings,
Lord of lords, everlasting
sing,
Savior, Redeemer, soon coming,
awesome, awesome. Awesome, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
You are awesome. You are awesome, Lord.
Awesome.
Your name.
Daddy, this lady has been having this waist pain since this morning. Daddy, there is no little sickness, Daddy.
Hallelujah.
She's been serious with her. She's been having pain with the waist. But the minute you lay hands on her,
the pain is gone.
Come
on, shout hallelujah.
Glory
to God. What's your name? Huh?
Anita.
Anita.
All right, exercise. Let's see.
Touch your toes. Come on, are you just looking?
Can you still feel the pain? The pain is gone. Come on, shout hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. One more time.
King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting Savior, Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King.
King of kings, yeah.
Lord of lords, everlasting
Savior,
Savior,
come on, sing awesome.
Awesome.
You are awesome, you are the Caesar.
Awesome.
Daddy, another miracle here, Daddy.
Awesome.
For 6 months, this man has been having a chest pain, and just now the chest pain disappears completely.
Hallelujah.
For 6 months, Daddy.
6 months.
For six solid months, Daddy.
Wow.
Just by laying of hands, he felt the power of God went through him, and now the chest pain
is
gone.
What's the name?
Are you Steven? Are you Steven?
Are you Steven? Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
How great the world.
You were God. Savior.
You are there.
Mighty, how you miracle.
Mighty, how you miracle.
We're standing Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow,
And worship. Everybody, come on.
Awesome God, awesome God, hey, I'm praying upon you. Were God, you are God, mighty by your miracle. We're standing on the heaven. Lord, we bow.
Lord, we bow. Daddy, Jesus is wonderful, Daddy.
Hallelujah.
This girl had 2 pieces of growth in her heart.
Wow.
And it's been causing her severe pain. Now, one has disappeared, the other is still shrinking.
Wow.
But the pain is completely gone.
Hallelujah.
She has a picture of the two. She has a picture when it was 2.
Wow.
She has a picture when the growth were 2.
Okay.
Now I can see only 1.
Okay.
And it's not as big as what we saw. It's shrinking. One has gone completely.
Hallelujah.
And the pain is gone completely.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Glory to God. Wow.
Daddy, this has been since 1st of May.
Wow. Precious
Jesus Lord. Is wonderful, Daddy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Come.
You're the mightiest. You're the glorious. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You're the mightiest.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.